Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hello.
Hey everybody, Patrick here. Just continuing with our second part of the conversation with Nicole Kitchens. It was great of Nicole to come on and spend a little time with us and talk about what's been going on with her recently. You're going to hear us touch on a couple different topics, but, you know, centered on rock and roll. So let's dive in.
And as we record this, it's actually, not in listening time, but in recording time, it's Halloween.
It is.
Yeah, it's about to be Halloween. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and I want to ask you about something else, though, Nicole, because I believe this Friday, the Queen movie is opening.
Yes,
and
it is.
Are you gonna? Is that something you're planning to go to see?
Oh yeah, totally. I'm actually going home this weekend because it's my mom's birthday, so she and I are going to go see it because she loves Freddie Mercury.
Oh, does she? That's cool.
So she's like obsessed. So we're definitely going to go see that, I think.
I'm definitely looking forward to it too. There are very few movies that come out that are like my kind of movie. You know what I mean?
Me too.
I'd much rather stay home and watch like documentaries on YouTube or Netflix, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So this would be an occasion to actually go to the movie theater that I'm excited about. That's not Star Wars. So
me too.
Yeah, that'll be pretty fun. I'm really interested to see also how this movie does. To kind of touch on what you were saying a little earlier about, you know, the ascendancy or not ascendancy, but maybe sort of return for some rock bands, you know, to to put up like Kendrick Lamar, Drake, you know, Anderson Paak kind of sales numbers and chart positions. I think that'll be really interesting.
I feel like every time a movie like this does come out where they kind of focus on like an artist of the past, their music always kind of comes back into the charts, which is always cool to see.
And it'll be interesting to see what other kind of younger bands, you know, kind of go down that road too. I think that'll be kind of cool.
And there's also they're doing like a similar kind of movie about Elton John, I think.
Oh really? Wow.
Did you hear it? It's called I don't know what it's called, but I saw like a trailer on Facebook and Is his name Taron Egerton or something?
Sounds familiar.
He's actor. His last name is Edgerton. I forgot the first name.
Okay.
He's going to play Elton John.
Okay.
And I think he's even like doing his own singing or something.
But
the trailer looked really good.
That's interesting.
So it was cool. It looks kind of similar to the Queen movie.
Yeah. I did not go to see A Star Is Born, although some members of my family did.
I really want to go because Lucas Nelson, you know, Willie Nelson's son, he's a really good musician. And his band, Promise of the Real, is super good. Like, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I was honestly mad and surprised that they weren't at Austin City Limits because I think they're like an Austin band. But I think they helped write a lot of music and they play the backing band for Bradley Cooper's character.
Yeah, which I think
that's
is
really
interesting.
Cool.
Yeah, and that's kind of what reminded me of it, too, is the whole situation of actors who are playing musicians in biographies. Do they do their own singing? Do they do their own playing?
Yeah.
I remember the Coen Brothers movie. I don't know if you saw it.
Inside
Llewyn Davis. Yeah,
I love that movie.
Yeah, and he, Oscar Isaac, you know,
he did his own singing.
Yeah,
didn't he?
He spent like, you know, 6-7 months learning how to finger pick and practice singing. Actually, really got into the character, and you can tell in that movie, you know, that he really does.
That was a moment of silence because that was a really underrated Coen Brothers movie. I feel like nobody thinks about it. Like, you know, when you think Coen Brothers, you're thinking like The Big Lebowski.
Yep.
Or Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? You're not really thinking of Inside Llewyn Davis.
No,
that was a good movie.
Yeah, it really was underrated. It's kind of interesting because, you know, it's not like any of those movies you mentioned where these big events like shape the plot. It's just kind of this one, you know, it's real quiet and kind of,
I know,
it's kind of meditation, but it's neat.
Yeah. And it kind of reflects like how the Greenwich Village scene was, if that makes sense. You know, it was like a very, I don't want to say like muted time in music because it was really obviously like, very exciting, but it's like, it was folk music and it wasn't like the wild late 60s. It was like the kind of more toned down early 60s.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Totally. The beatnik scene and that kind of, the whole Greenwich Village vibe. And Justin Timberlake was really good in that, actually. I thought he was really
and
funny.
I loved Carey Mulligan.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
She calls Oscar Isaac an asshole in like every scene. Like, it's hilarious.
Yes, asshole.
Poor Oscar. He didn't have a lot going for him. He was losing the cat.
Oh my God, the cat.
Yeah.
the best character in the movie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, depending on how many cats they had play it. what else is on your radar? Is anything coming up in November that you're excited about or that you're planning on?
I actually am planning on going to see Daniel Donato, who's a guitarist that I really like. He's from Nashville. He's kind of known more for like his studio work, but he's an incredible guitarist. People kind of call him like the John Mayer of like country music. He's going to be playing in Athens.
Well, every day the stage is set, morning and night. The lights must keep shining bright. My blood is still boiling, my wheels are still turning. The clock keeps on singing the sweet lullaby. Locked in the shambles of gambling with time, we all get the minimum wage. Time flies like hurricanes, fast lane, tidal waves, drown you deep in forgotten days. Like words that were lost in the wind, this darkness you're traveling in will waste all your days away, a candle from the flame. Drown you deep in forgotten days. Watches have taken their toll, dice is loaded, ready to roll. Time box like smoking guns, everyone is outdone. Fruit on the tree is gone. Like words that were lost in the wind, this darkness you're traveling in will waste all your days away. A candle from a flame, drown you deep in forgotten days.
And we've actually been kind of corresponding a little bit. He would be down for an interview. Mm-hmm. So that's something I really want to get done. But like I said, I'm not sure if school will let that happen. And then a couple of days later on the 16th, Ty Siegel, who I literally worship, is going to be in Atlanta. So a couple of my friends and I really want to go see him because I just love him. He's an amazing musician.
Does he ever put records out or just how many did he put out this year?
Oh, my God. I read something. He had an album of covers coming out, and these covers ranged from like Lowrider by War to like Hit It and Quit It by Funkadelic. He did so many different things. That just came out, and then he did something. He's doing something with White Fence that came out a couple weeks ago. That was really good.
Yeah, he's incredibly active, which is cool. Yeah,
and then he also just released this really rare like cassette tape thing.
Oh,
and
wow!
And it's like only a few people have like got. It's like limited editions. Only a few people have gotten it.
I love that.
But I don't know. So that's like three in the second half of this year. So I'm not sure what he'll be doing.
Right.
In the next few months.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he basically puts out about five or six albums a year, which is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So
this man never sleeps ever. He just everything he does is so different.
Yeah, like, and it seems like he's always on the road too. I mean, it's
always
like he's playing constantly. So
I know.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing. Nicole, thank you very much for taking some time. It's really good to talk to you.
Totally.
And I appreciate all your work and your thoughts on Greta Van Fleet. And I think we're going to have you back on a regular basis, because anytime you get mentioned by Echo Park Jimmy, that's the highest mark of quality on Rockin' the Suburbs. No, but seriously, several fans that are listeners that I've run into have mentioned your appearance and really enjoyed learning about what you're doing here and your perspective. So thank you very much for being part of the community.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And I know you and I will be in touch on Slack, as we always are, our ideas. And I'll be bugging you to write something here soon when you get a break from school. So
yeah, I still have a couple things I need to get done.
We've got a few things in the works, but we'll keep it up.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, thanks, Nicole. Stay in touch, and I will we'll talk to you soon.
Totally.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there it is, the amazing Nicole Kitchens. We will put some links on the episode pages for these episodes to her writings, and encourage everyone to go out and read what she's done. She's a real talented journalist, and obviously, as you can tell, very passionate about music. So thanks, Nicole, once again for coming on and being a part of the community. I really appreciate to have her perspective here on Rockin' the Suburbs. And if you want to share your perspective on Rockin' the Suburbs, you know how to do that. You can find us on the social medias at SuburbsPod. You can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, and you can call the Suburban Party Line. The number is, hang on, let me find the jingle. Oh, wait, the jingle doesn't have the number in it. Anyway, let me see if I can psychically channel Jim here.
612-440-1984.
There you go. It worked. Okay. So, give us a shout. Don't forget to rate and review the show on iTunes, and tell your friends, folks. Just tell your friends. Tell one person to check out Rockin' the Suburbs. We greatly appreciate it. Tomorrow, we're going to have another interview with someone I work with during my day job. She is a student at Emerson College in Boston, and she's also very, very interested in a career in music of some form, and she does some writing with me during the day job as well. So I think you're going to really be interested in her perspective. It's quite different from Nicole's. Let's just leave it at that. And with that teaser, I'm Patrick Foster. Jim is away, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Think about the future at all?
The future? You mean like flying cars? Hotels on the moon? Tang?